The C-Sky Flash Programmer is a piece of software supplied for download by Xuanti. This tool works with CK-Link programmers to read and write to the flash memory in C-Sky's proprietary RISC Core CPUs. CPUs based on C-Sky architecture include the Winter Micro W800, W801, and W806, XT804, CK804 type. Tyson Semiconductor's TXW8X are also based on C-Sky architecture, the CK803. To make your own CK-Link Lite using a cheap STM32F103 board, see this thread. Or cloned cheap ready-made CK-Link boards can be bought on sites like AliExpress. There's also the official tool, for a price. Here I will demonstrate the process to read and write to a TXW817-810, a 1 MB Tyson chip seen in many cheap A9, X5, X6 type mini cams. When PR is merged, C-Sky Flash Programmer can be downloaded from initial run of the program after install. To read device flash, an algorithm.elf file needs to be specified. Currently, I have working TXW81X and W806 ELF files tested, attached. Navigate to Advance. Under the Read tab, change to Bin Programmer. Set a save path for flash read and choose appropriate length for the flash in the target device under Local JTAG. Tab set ICE clock to 1200 kHz. With the CK-Link device connected, which in the case of the Tyson chips is through PA9, debug clock, CK-Link SCK, and PA10, debug IO, CK-Link DAT, example device, X6 cam. Here's that cam connected to STM32, running as a CK-Link Lite, GND-GND, PA10, STM32, A1, PA9, STM32, A5, power via 5-volt micro USB. Click the read. Not start button to dump flash under the read tab. Progress completion, line 2A6583718. To write a flash file, leave the advanced section and come back to main screen. Here I'll flash the Tyson demo firmware, TXW81X V2.5.2-16-31320 2025.25 IoT at PC7. Bin available from, highlight the box labeled hex and click remove. Add a bin type from the add button, specify file to be flashed, and to flash from 0x0. In the advanced menus, I have chosen to chip erase the whole flash under erase type. Start button at the bottom begins flash. On next boot, I can see from the output on TX-PC7 that it is the demo firmware booting and flashing back my backup results in a working original firmware again.